Man, how is it I just watched this episode of Beast Wars second, like maybe 2 hours ago, and don't remember a goddamn thing about it.
I'll tell you why. It's because we made the mistake of instead of reviewing four or five of episodes at the time, we're doing one at a time, and every episode is the goddamn same. Here, let me tell you. Beginning setup, ideas are had. Second setup, let's send the three most incompetent people to do the job. Usually involves Bighorn fucking things up. Things go wrong because the Predacons, I'm not going to call them, what are they called in this? Whatever, Predacons. It's Beast Wars, except only one side are beasts. They come in and they go, we've got evil plans that usually involve shooting missiles. Lyo Convoy comes to save the day. Should he have been on the mission in the first place? Yes, but why when you can observe from the command post and do nothing? And then, after everything's resolved, everyone has a good laugh.
Too much Energon, like this podcast.
Cheetor, what in the ever-loving fuck have you done?
If I wanted to fly, I would have become a bat, not a rat.
It seems my head is purple fire now.
Intelligent conversation.
The louder you yell, the more damage your bullets do.
Ah!
Yes. Ah, yes.
Yes. Well.
It's gonna blow.
I've decided that I want to live.
Huh?
Oh, no. Not that.
Welcome back, Maxipals, to episode 138 of Too Much Energon, the podcast where we talk about Beast Wars shit and talk shit about Beast Wars. Coming to you live once again from a mysterious floating mountain somewhere hidden on planet Energon. I am, as always, Christopher Siege, one of your hosts.
And coming to you from a sky island, a Skyland, if you will, I'm your other host, Neo Cal.
Skyland sounds like it should be a name.
Skyland?
Yeah.
Someone's named Skyland out there, right? I can't tell what kind of name is that. Is that like a trailer park name, or is that like the new Chaz, like, or Chad? My name's Skyland.
I feel like it could either be like the new Chad or a stripper name.
Skyland, it's close. Yeah, it's something in between. A Chad, yeah. Stripper, if you, a male stripper named Skyland. There we go. The Chad, the most Chad of stripper names, Skyland.
Right, you come here for the Beast Wars, and you stay for the
Skyland.
for the Skylands.
What's happening? It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been a while since I've been beastly. Oh, it's been a while.
Since I've been waiting for this beast.
Yeah, it's been 4 months, actually, since the last episode. The last episode we released was on Christmas Day of 2023. And at the time
That's
of recording,
right.
It is now the end of April of 2024. We've traveled through time, folks.
That's right. Unfortunately, we just have the means of traveling through time in one direction.
I like that Metalocalypse joke where they... Where they put bags on their head, and Nathan Explosion is like, "So we figured out how to travel through time at the speed of regular time, but with paper bags on our head."
But with paper bags on our heads.
Such a dumb joke, but
that's kind of a good summary of that show, though.
that show knows.
What do you mean, booze ain't food?
What are those wood things? Chairs? Oh, Grandpa's guitar? Cool. Grandpa's guitar is for pussies. And Grandpa's.
And
I think
Grandpa's.
I think you knows it. I can't read music. Toki can't read music.
He's a can
you? Can you? No, I can't read music. I has music dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
I don't wish to talk about it.
Speaking of things we don't wish to talk about, I do. One of us remembers the episode, and one of us does not remember the episode. Who do you think's luckier? Doesn't remember.
I'll tell you what I remember. Fabulous Scissor Boy.
The Fabulous Scissor Boy.
Presumably the cabin boy for our main man in the sky, Queer Mantis.
His apprentice, yes.
Yeah. I remember Bighorn being all like, "Hey!" as he always does.
Bighorn's a lot in this episode. He's kind of a one-trick bison, if you will.
And you know what? Bighorn's shtick, it kind of works for me. Yeah. He is the most delightful thing in this entire show to me. It's just how perpetually always, hey, he is.
He's ready to show people he's not a coward, and he just likes to wrestle. Welcome to the wrestling episode of Too Much Energon. That's like half the episodes of Beast Wars 2. We're doing episode 8, which was, already forgot the name of it, something about insects.
Friend or Foe, the Insect Robos.
So the gist of it is Lyle Convoy is like, hey, so these Insecticons that are popping up, we need to go see if they're, we can get them on our side. We're heavily outnumbered. So it'd be nice if we could, swap old war stories and fight the good fight against the robot cons.
Tasmania Kid here.
Oh, shit. Tasmania Kid in the flesh, in the plastic.
In the plastic. So, audio listeners, I picked up a few months ago, actually, on my birthday, I picked up a Transformers Legacy Beast Wars 2nd Tasmania Kid. And I'm holding him up to the camera right now. And the camera is not really... There we go. He's focused on. There you go. Kind of.
He's in almost 4K.
Almost.
Almost. In 4K. In the flesh.
I'm gonna...
Dwarfed by the... by Galavar. Or sorry, that's not Galavar. It is Galavar. Yeah.
I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about something more interesting than this episode of Beast Wars 2nd and talk about the toys I've acquired since the last episode.
Mother flippin'. Wait a second. Is this Galavar?
This is Enter the Dragon. This is Transformers.
Does he have a helmet? And that's why it's throwing me. Helmet?
He did in the show, too.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while. That's pretty cool, actually. What do we got in the center? He's got like a gemstone.
Yeah, it's the Transformers Legacy Transmetal 2 Megatron.
Dragon Boogaloo.
I also got this on my birthday.
He was a werewolf?
I went down to Victoria on my birthday at the beginning of 2024. In the same store, I found Transmetal 2 Megatron and Tasmania Kid.
Damn.
I was like, wow, what a score. There's also...
Almost as cool as...
I have fluff on my head, damn it.
Is it from a new hoodie?
Could be. Shaved my head yesterday, so it's still all sandpapery and like anything sticks to it.
Yeah.
What else have we got? I just picked up a Transformers Legacy Silverbolt.
Silverbolt. Where's his wing grenades?
They are
in his wings.
In his wings. They don't, unlike the original toy, which you could press a button and they would launch. They
shoot out.
These ones just kind of attach.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
He can use them as weapons.
As
melee weapons.
As batons.
Batons.
Billy clubs, you see?
Remember how they made the curious decision of making him a vulture in Beast Machines?
I thought he was some kind of Rotundo chicken, personally.
What's the difference?
And this I actually just got the other day.
Speaking of Beast Machines.
Yeah, this is Beast Machines, Transformers Legacy Cheetor. This is a core class figure. And I find it extremely ironic that the same character who was a subject of like an 18-inch tall, like ungodly abomination, is now, in 2024, the tiniest class of figure you can possibly buy.
There he is. In all of his saber sword glory.
Yeah, he's a cute little guy. He's been added to the list of Cheetors.
The mob of Cheetors grows.
A couple of months ago, I was on the mainland for Fan Expo.
That's right.
In which I got to meet Solid Snake himself, David Hayter.
That's right.
If you follow me on Instagram and go back to the end of February of 2024, there are pictures. But I also got the biggest time Gary himself. This is a Transformers masterpiece, Optimus Primal, the 2022 reissue.
Damn, he looks great. Look at him go. Even got sweet, like, gorilla fur texture.
Yeah, he looks pretty much one-to-one for how he looked in the cartoon. His beast mode is even... He's in robot mode right now.
His beast mode, you know I'm a big fan of.
His beast mode has interchangeable faces, so you can change his gorilla face expression.
This guy,
yeah. When I first got the toy, I sent a picture. I opened it up and I put like the most like the derpiest like possible face on Primal that I could
and, like
the
moved
package.
His hand up to his.
To his chin and just kind of had him like looking off to the side with like this big like derpy smile to his face. And I sent a picture of it to Cal, just laughing hysterically.
Yeah, and the different faces, you were like, guess which one I'm setting up. And I responded in like 1.4 seconds by like just cropping the derp face. Yeah.
It's pretty great in that I've shown that exact photo to people who don't even watch Beast Wars or have never watched Beast Wars, mm-hmm. and they laugh at it too.
It's pretty great. Even with no context, probably funnier without context.
Yeah.
You just have a gorilla making that face. But the beast mode looks like phenomenal too.
This is going to be difficult to show on camera, but I'm going to do my best.
Uh-oh.
Because I got some branding done. I'm going to have to take my earbuds out. So, Cal, you're going to have to vamp while I show this off.
He chose a side, people. Which side is it? Here he goes. So, he'll pull his down a little bit. There we go. He's permanently branded as a Maximal, folks. There it is. He can't hide it. He can't pull a Dinobot and... Or can he? The question is, Siege, can you pull a Dinobot and change on a whim? Remember? He just like changed his Predacon to like Maximal symbol like on a whim. And we were like, can you do that?
Yeah, he was like, in anticipation of my new role as leader, I have already reprogrammed my activation code. And then he lets out that iconic Dinobot maximize.
And then they lost that bridge forever.
So yeah, I have a tattoo of a Maximal insignia on the back of my neck.
Mm-hmm.
It is colored in green. Amazingly,
it's like a neon-y color, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bright. Amazingly, it only took an hour, even with the coloring. It was a pretty simple tattoo.
Yeah. Not bad, not bad.
I'm pretty happy with it. What I'm not happy with, however, is this episode.
Oh, you're not?
Of Beast Wars.
Even with Bighorn having such a prominent hey role.
One thing that did make me laugh, though, is normally I hate the like anime bullshit scenes with Artemis and Moon, but I like how Artemis and Moon in this episode actually call out the Maximals for just being stupid.
I was gonna ask you. I was like, oh man, Artemis and Moon, whatever the rabbit's name is. No, the rabbit's name is Moon, and it says Moon a lot, right?
Yeah.
What was it? It was like, oh geez, they put themselves in danger a lot because they strongly search for justice to the point of naivety. And then Moon is like, or maybe they're just stupid, Moon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to be angry at them, but they're not wrong.
that line from the Falcon and Winter Soldier TV show where Anthony Mackie is like, he's out of line, but he's right.
Out of line, but he's right. Yeah. That's, I love that, using that gif. Yeah. He's out of line, but he's right.
That's how I feel about Moon here.
Yeah. Out of line and right. That's like Bighorn this episode. Okay, so Lyo Convoy is like, hey, we're going to send a diplomatic mission to go talk to the Insecticons. So why don't we send Tasmania Kid, Bighorn, and who else goes?
Diver.
Oh, and Diver go. Scuba is somewhere. He's their like contact, like midway point, I guess. And Scuba, lo and behold,
Scuba has no bearing on the plot of this episode, but for some reason we keep cutting him to having Zoom calls with Lyo Convoy.
It's because they can't contact the others directly. Scuba's far enough away that they can contact him.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Yeah, sure. eventually, when enough time has gone by, they're like, Scuba, have you heard back from them? And Scuba's like, I don't know, man.
I mean, back in war times, they would have to do that. Like, someone in, say, California would have to like call Hawaii and then relay a message to someone in Hawaii, and then someone in Hawaii would then have to call Japan and relay the message to Japan, and then that person in Japan would call someone in Korea. I know this from MASH. Someone would call from Japan, the station in Japan would then call the person at like the army unit in South Korea, which is to deliver the original message that was sent from California and just passed along the way. So they used to have to do that back in the day. I don't see why they have to do that in future times.
It's because they don't have GPS. Gotta use radio.
Do you use GPS for communications?
For a lot of phone stuff, yeah. But for internet, if it's for internet, then they don't have any infrastructure set up.
Ah, fair enough.
We also have way stronger radio, like antennas and stuff.
They need to send some satellites up into the.
To get Starlink going.
Yeah, there you go.
The Maximal Elon Tusk needs to. Set up Starlink so that the Maximals have internet.
Elon!
I don't even know where they got that from. It's just...
Yeah, I think...
That's like their whiny... What he's quoting is Internet Today.
Yeah.
Whenever they're like having a little skit about Elon's fans.
Yeah. I think it started because like... I think when like Dogecoin like surged a few years ago and then crashed and burned because of Elon's I think like a bunch of people on Twitter were at mentioning Elon and being like, Elon, how could you do this to me?
Elon, like all my apes gone.
Yeah, pretty much. Elon, why is my Dogecoin worthless now?
My Doges are plummeting.
And I think it just kind of It's one of those things that kind of just turned into It turned into its own thing, yeah.
So Elon Musk doesn't quite have Starlink up, and they need to use Scuba as a radio.
So what I remember, the crux of this episode is Starscream and BB are trying to manipulate both sides.
They want the Insecticons and the Maximals to fight.
Yeah. And so they sneak attack the Maximals. It's starting to come back to me now. They sneak attack the Maximals, and Lyo Convoy had made it explicitly clear to the Maximals not to engage, because he's all like, he goes on some weird bullshit about how you really know someone when you you don't really know someone until you fight them. And I fought the Insectrons, and let me tell you, I know more about them now than I would have if I had just spoken with them. And I'm like, what does this have to do with anything, Lyo Convoy?
He always has these life lessons that only have to do with the episode they're in.
Yeah. But anyway, he's like, they don't seem like they're being aggressive for the sake of being aggressive. They seem like they're attacking us just because they feel like we're encroaching them on their territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, so whatever you do, guys, don't attack them. Just go and find them. And I'm like, if this is so important to you, Mr. Convoy, why don't you go?
And that's what I was saying at the beginning, of the episode. It's so play by numbers at this point that it's kind of getting, it's becoming like a bad joke how often it happens. And it's not Scuba. I already forgot. Who does he butt heads with? Not Tasmanian Kid. Tasmania Kid.
Tasmania Kid ends up fighting.
Well, before they reach them, he gets in an argument with Frogman.
Diver, yeah.
Yeah, Diver McFrogman. And he's like, oh, well, you're a coward. And he's like, no, this is a diplomatic mission. Well, I'm going to communicate with them by fighting. And they butt heads. And he runs off and he's like, well, I'm going to go without you. And he goes, and he charges at the Insecticons. The Insecticons are working this weird graph thing that measures aggressiveness in different. Do you remember that? It's this weird archaic looking graph thing with different graphs going up and down, and it measures it's spiking when BB and Starscream fly over.
The Insectrons get up to some weird bullshit repeatedly in this episode. Drill Boy ends up, I can't remember what his name is, Drill Bit or Driller. Drill Nut.
Yeah.
New Kellogg's Frosted Drill Nuts, part of a complete breakfast.
Yeah. Drill Nut.
He's fixing something at the end of the episode.
Well, it throughout it. Okay, so when Bighorn and the others all decide to charge them because they're like, well, we have to back Bighorn up. I'm like, what the? Can somebody fire this guy? He's not good for the team. Anyways, they all fight and they all pair up because there's three Insectrons. And I keep wanting to say Insecticons. Insectrons.
You know, and what? Either is correct as far as I'm concerned. But in the show, they call them Insectrons.
Yeah. And they all pair up, and it's Scissor Boy.
Scissor Boy. It's Scissor Boy's time, honey.
I feel like Scissor Boy would snap. They're both, he's like, hey, you're a kid, or you're a boy. I'm a kid. Kids are usually sent to go and collect bugs. Kind of fitting, huh? Frogman and Drill D's Nuts fight against each other, and he's just dodging.
He's a right nutter, is what he is.
He's a right nutter, and then eventually he shoots a bomb that's gonna kill poor Frogman, and it doesn't go off, and it's a dud. And he goes, what? How could this be? And he immediately stops And Frogman comes over and he's all like, huh, that's weird.
Maybe you packed
it wrong.
Baby, I swear, this has never happened to me before.
And they decide to stop fighting and get to the bottom of it and start taking it apart. So that's their little... I thought it was cute the way that they're teamed up, but then they... Like, these two nerds are, like, interested in why this, like, weapon didn't go off. The two kids are, like, shooting at each other, being like, yeah, I'm a boy. I'm a kid. But Centipede Man and Buffalo Man, they wrestle. Like, all episode, they just wrestle. And whenever one of them tosses the other one, they say that counts as a point.
I really want to Photoshop an image of Bighorn yelling with like a cowboy hat photoshopped onto his head and with just like a speech bubble where he's like, hee-haw!
Hee-haw! And maybe the words are going like this.
Yeah.
Oh, a speech bubble. I thought you meant like the subtitles going across the image.
Either or.
Hee-haw!
But yeah, but and instead of yee-haw, he says hee-haw.
Yeah.
See, folks, I'm trying to, I'm doing that thing that we often do on this show where I'm trying to entertain, we're trying to entertain ourselves.
Someone has to.
Because this show certainly didn't.
And what happens? Bighorn and Centipede. They get really tired and they say, do you want to just take a break and then we'll break the tie? Because they're each at 2 points of wrestling each other. And so they change back into their beast mode. Well, wouldn't you know it, who's been monitoring the BB and Starscream, as well as who are the other two flyers?
Insectron? Oh, the other two flyers were Jay and Silent Bob.
Right, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob show up, the rivals of Starscream and BB, and they're like, fuck, they're not fighting each other. They're like bonding.
That damned comedy duo.
And they decide to strike while they're all weak. So the four flyers decide to attack the Insecticons and the... Maximals, now that they're all tuckered out from fighting each other and they're bonding over the masculine sport of wrestling.
Yes.
And they're getting shot at and their butts kicked because they're out of energy. Guess what happens?
Yeah, I thought that was funny that the Bighorn eventually gives up just because he gets tired.
No, but they agree to a temporary truce so they can regain their energy.
Yeah.
Sure. And they're all just so tired they can't fight they're low on energon. They can't fight the Predacons, the Vehicons. And wouldn't you know it, guess who shows up? Baboonman, Lionman, and Scubaman. Wait, no, Scubaman doesn't show up.
Quick sidebar, if from here on out, if we review these in 4 episode chunks, that would only be 9 episodes of the podcast.
Only 9?
As opposed to 35.
Let's ask the listeners, do you want 9 more of these or do you want 35 of these?
Well, what I'm saying is, especially after being away from this for so long and then coming back to it, I'm the flesh is weak and the spirit isn't willing.
The flesh is weak and the spirit isn't willing.
So what do you think, Cal? 4 episode chunks going forward?
I think so, because if this was something, even if it's like mixed quality, like let's say Beast Machines or something like that, but like this is very low budget and formulaic to a painful degree.
Yeah.
Like it is, every episode is exactly the same. And in fact, we're surprised when one isn't.
Yeah. Because I think we've only encountered like one episode. And this
one episode that is different.
This is the 8th episode of this bullshit that we've reviewed now. And I think we've only encountered one episode that was any different.
And so much of it revolves around the trope of miscommunication that it's almost painful
to
Like,
well, yeah, because Starscream and BB's plan here in this episode is they want the Insectrons and the Maxipals to keep fighting. So they sneak attack the Maxipals. Bighorn is impulsive and thinks it's the Insectrons, so they chase after. And then the Decepticons fly past the Insectrons and are like, "Help! We're peaceful, and these mean guys are chasing us.
These mean Maxipals are chasing us." But just to be sure, the Insectrons, which I think is hilarious, the Beetle one, the nerd one, takes out a little aggression meter,
aggression
graph with different things. And why I remember this is they're like, "Oh, geez, those guys are pretty aggressive." Well, let's point it at the Maximals, and they pointed at the Maximals, and they're like, "Oh, they don't seem that aggressive." But then when Bighorn starts charging at them and the others have to back him up and they're charging at the Insectrons, the graphs spike and then it just shows an infinity symbol and they're like, "Oh, infinite aggression." I laughed at that part. That was so dumb. And I was like, wow, Bighorn has infinite aggression.
Amazing.
Yeah. There is a bonding moment between Centipede and Bighorn because he's like, "Hey, after you flipped me, how come you didn't like attack me?" And Centipede's like, "It's not honorable to attack an opponent when they're down.
It is not the way of the samurai.
It is not the way of the..."
I'm pretty sure
Centurai.
I'm pretty sure he said...
He's a centipede samurai.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he actually say it's not the way of the...
Yeah,
he's not Bushido.
Because I'm pretty sure that he says something akin to it not being the way of the samurai. And I'm like,
it's not honorable.
Samurai Cybertronian, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, those ancient Japanese Cybertronians. The way of the warrior. The translations, sometimes, I don't know how, maybe I have a different playlist. Sometimes you and I have watched ones with slightly different subtitles.
Right.
I've noticed.
The one I was watching an HD upscale playlist that I had found before, but I was looking for it for a good like 15 minutes today and I can't find
that.
I couldn't find it. It's just gone. So I had to go back to like one of the like low res, like shitty fan translated
versions. And I noticed that old, I don't know where it went, maybe it was taken down, but that up resed one. The subtitles for that were different than the fan one that we were watching.
Yeah, because the subtitles for that one were generated by YouTube, whereas these are like hard-coded embedded.
Oh yeah, it's in the video.
Embedded like fan subs.
And I've noticed they're a little bit different. So Warrior, Way of the Samurai, who's to say? I just assume that Cybertron has an island called Mecha Japan or Neo Japan, and there are samurai there.
Well, the follow-up anime to this is Beast Wars Neo, so maybe that's where a Big Convoy and the gang are hanging out. Is Neo Japan? Oh shit!
They're in Neo Japan.
Probably
not.
Now's
my time to shine.
But dare to dream, damn it!
And that was the second time Neo Tokyo was nuked. Oh, there's a commentary we can do. You've seen it, right? Akira?
Yes, I saw it when I was a teenager, and I got to be honest, this is sacrilege, but I didn't like it. But I would be willing to give it another
shot. I
didn't
like it. Same. I've seen it as an adult, though, and I was like, man, teenage me was stupid. I've changed my mind on so many movies I've watched as a young adult into adulthood.
Yeah.
And I like it. I dig it. In the very least, it's stylistic. It's stylish. Bighorn's not stylish. Samurai Peed is not.
I like in the Saints Row games, there is the name of a motorcycle that looks like Kaneda's motorcycle is called Kaneda.
Oh, yeah, it's just called that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Kaneda.
Hell yeah. Well, I haven't played the new one. Is it more back to its roots and it's like less wacky and superhero powers and like more like a GTA?
I haven't played the new one either.
The one that's just called Saints Row?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It got pretty mixed reviews.
That's what I assume because and I sadly, heard the hype about it, then it just disappeared.
Sadly, Embracer Group, who are went through a big like spree of buying up studios from like 2019 to 2022. Well, they realized they overspent.
They bit more than they can chew.
And they ended up shutting Volition down, which sucks.
Volition, yeah, they bit more than they can chew. Yeah.
The developers of the Saints Row franchise. They also made that Punisher game from the PS2 era that was probably one of the best comic book games ever made, I think.
Kind of plays like
Max Payne.
Yeah, it has lots of environment interactivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it's a damn good game, and it was made by Volition. And because of, like, licensing and rights bullshit, that game will never be re-released in any form, I imagine.
For the eight other people that have played that game, I don't know.
I think that game was fairly popular.
Yeah, I rented it.
I used to own it.
Do you want to guess how the episode ends? I'll give you multiple choice. One, all of the Maximals and the Insecticons get their second wind and they beat off the Predacons. Two, they run off into the base of the Insectrons and hide. Or three, I know this is out there, Lyle Convoy comes out of nowhere when he should have been here the whole time and single-handedly kicks everyone's ass.
I'm going to say all of the above.
You'd be technically correct, but it's C. It's C. Lyle Convoy comes and he's all like, oh, geez, it looks like you're in a pickle.
Judges.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Oh. Yeah. Lyle Convoy comes and heroic music plays and he gives the Maximals a life lesson as they retreat because they all have to retreat because they're low on energon. And it turns out that the Insectrons ain't so bad. And he's like, hey, you know what? Remember that stupid, really abstract thing you said to me at the beginning of the episode, Lyle Convoy? I feel like after wrestling centipede, centipede samurai,
Centicon.
I feel like they're pretty good guys, you know?
So who do we have now? Anyway, we have Queer Mantis. We have Transkeeto.
Trans, the LGBTQ representation in Beast Wars Second is pretty strong, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, Transkeeto, Queer Mantis,
Scissor Boy,
Drill Nuts, and only one of these is even half wrong. We're not even making this. We don't have Gimpy yet, but he'll make an appearance for sure.
Okay.
What would the bisexual is Queer Mantis? Queer is broad term.
It is, yeah.
Queer Mantis,
he's pretty fabulous, though.
He's almost too fabulous. Like his choreography,
yeah,
was too good, suspiciously good.
He's too fabulous to be bisexual.
Maybe Scissor Boy.
Yeah, maybe Scissor Boy. He scissors both ways.
Yeah. He wins in every game of rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, that's... Fuck, I forgot about that, too. Tasmania Kid throws a rock at Scissor God. Boy.
He tries a maximal maneuver mid-combat, and he's like, why are you throwing a rock at me when we have guns?
He's like, ha-ha, ha-ha, because you are scissors, and rock beats scissors, and I'm paper, honey.
Get it? See? And he crushes the boulder in his hands and he's like, shut up, dude.
Dude, you're making it weird.
It's kind of like how 14-year-olds think that they're adults around 13-year-olds. You'd understand when you were older. And it's like, shut up, dude. You're 8 months older than me. That's the vibe I get from Scissor Boy and Tasmania Kid.
Listen, you're only seven and I'm nine. I have more life experience than you.
Yeah. Oh, the old T-ball shoulders acting up.
Don't mind this limp here. It's just an old dodgeball injury.
An old dodgeball injury. Oh, nap time. in my preschool, we never got nap time. Oh, your recess was 35 minutes. Mine was only 25. So Scissor Boy and Tasmania Kid, they all bonded in different ways. And Frogman and Drill and These Nuts, they bonded over obsessing over contraption, like mechanical components. How come like this missile didn't deliver the payload? And there is that part at the very end. I guess the show just didn't put him in those final battles because the camera like goes through the bushes and shows him still like over his missile, like trying to tinker and put it together and be like, why didn't this explode? Oh, I had armed it perfectly. Is it a matter of the transmic receiver? And then Moon Moon and Robo Girl say some shit at the end. And I was,
yeah, Artemis and Moon are like, now that we've met all the Insectrons, let's tell you what their powers are and what their weapons are. And she's like, and Scissor Boy has scissors sticking out of his butt.
And Queer Mantis knows the choreography for every Cybertron musical that's ever been released.
I'm not even joking. She says that Scissor Boy has a pair of scissors sticking out of his butt.
I guess, yeah. Oh, when he like transmogrifies because he's a centipede. What is he? He's a,
I don't know.
One's a millipede, one's a centipede. Anyways, I'm sure it's very important to the story. And
out there is like yelling like at their iPhone right now.
Surely someone is. The episode ends and great progress was made to the overall story of whatever the fuck is happening on this planet.
I have heard, and we'll get there eventually, but I have heard that the follow-up series Beast Wars Neo is a little more serialized than this.
Yes, I read the same. I was on Reddit and they were like, actually Neo is like higher budget and serialized and tries to tell a story. And I'm like, okay. So yeah, let's chunk the rest of Beast Wars second.
We're going to have to chunk the rest of it. Cause if not, going to be blowing chunks.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
It's going to be a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do we got?
That was episode 8.
Are we rating it?
Yeah. That was episode 8 of Beast Wars 2nd. The friend or foe? ? The insect robos.
Oh shit.
Here on Too Much Energon, we have a three-tiered rating system. I almost scissor said scissor.
Boy. We have three-tier rating Scissor Boy. It's rock, paper, scissors.
It's the Too Much Energon scale, and it ranges from not enough energon to a sufficient amount of energon to too much energon. It's basically bad, okay, good. Cal, what you giving this one?
On the sliding scale of Beast Wars 2nd, this is a sufficient amount of energon because the Insectrons are cute and their back and forths are cute. On the I am an adult watching this in 2024, it's a pretty, pretty low, not enough energon for me, dog. The sad thing is this isn't even like a bad episode of Beast Wars 2nd.
No, it's just I'm getting the impression that this show just kind of sucks. Just all around. So
yeah.
So grading on a curve, the curve that is Beast Wars 2nd, Yes, it's a sufficient amount of Energon, I guess, because this is very middle of the road. Literally, the only thing I enjoyed about it was, as always, Bighorn being all like, "Hey!"
For me, it was the that like team up of like-minded individuals fighting it out.
And but yes, much the same as you,
as willing participants that are doing this of their free will.
As an adult in 2024, an adult who is nearly 40 years old watching this bullshit. Well, if it wasn't for the podcast, let me just say that I would absolutely not be watching this.
We'd probably, which is why we're chunking it, folks.
Yeah. So I guess it's a unanimous sufficient amount of Energon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unanimous.
So yeah, we're gonna do the rest of this series in 4 episode chunks. It'll still be 9 episodes of the podcast, so we're still gonna be around.
That's still quite that's still a lot of Beast Wars Second.
I don't know if I could handle watching more than 4 episodes of this show at once, to be perfectly honest.
And to be perfectly honest, I don't know if I can handle 39 more episodes of where we cover each individual episode. Yeah. I do enjoy talking with my co-host and the jokes that we do, but we gotta yada yada the story a little bit here for our sanity.
Well, we've been recording now for just under 50 minutes.
That's it? It has felt like 2 hours.
Just under 50 minutes, and like probably not even half of that has been spent talking about this actual episode.
And in contrast, when we had started, we could talk about a 25 minute block of Beast Wars
for 3 hours.
For yeah,
literally
like analyzing it was a little ridiculous where we like analyze everything, but in a fun way.
Yeah,
we shortened out as we like went along, but
we honed our craft.
But like this, it's painful to try to stretch anything, analyze anything out here.
Yeah, and I think the like 4 month break that we took from watching this
gave us some perspective.
Yeah. So sorry, folks. Well, we're
or you're welcome,
or you're welcome. We just can't anymore.
But it means that we'll move on to other Beast Wars things more quickly.
Yeah, Beast Wars.
For example, a certain trailer for something just came out that the Discord gang and us have mixed feels on.
Well, I still got about like 20 minutes or so before I have to jump in the stasis pod and fly away. So why don't we talk about that Transformers 1 trailer?
So Transformers 1 trailer just launched, folks. I think mine is simple. I think that it is not for me.
It
and
absolutely
that
isn't.
Is okay. And that's it. That's all I have to say. Christopher may have something similar, but worded differently, I imagine.
Well, I watched the trailer rather enthusiastically, too, because I was like, hey, new animated Transformers movie. Cool. The first time they did that, that was great.
Yeah.
And when I posted the trailer in the Discord, which
you hadn't even watched it yet.
No, I had watched it.
Oh, you had.
I commented. I'm like, well, this looks like shit.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right there. I'm looking at it now. It was offensive to you. Like it. Oh man, who else was like, holy shit. Who else was angry? I had a measured, I'm going in. Was it Heinrad or?
Let's go back into.
Yeah, we're going back. Going on to our Discord, which you can join too.
Yeah, link in the description.
Show us your figurines.
Yeah. I commented, well, this looks terrible.
Yeah, looks terrible.
And I said.
Vampiro, right. He was like. Not the tone that I was expecting. That is, well, not the tone I was expecting is the nicest thing
anyone has said about it.
Because let me tell you, the YouTube, unless they're disabled, I bet you they're disabled.
That's fine.
I'm going to go into the YouTube. I fucking called it. I fucking, not to,
comments
not
to be are too turned loud. Off.
I called it. Yeah. they weren't when I watched it, and oh boy, I screenshotted.
They're not showing the dislikes anymore either.
Nope.
They have the dislikes hidden. That's hilarious. This trailer that has been watched, they didn't even have to disable the, like, they didn't even have to hide the downvotes, because this trailer that has been viewed 1.8 million times.
Holy shit.
Only has 61,000 upvotes.
I'm one of them because I think that the Skibidi Toilet Gen Alpha generation deserves Transformers.
That's fair. And they're to be, and honestly, they're probably going to eat this up.
And I hope it is liked by kids, but I did comment in the Discord this. When we were kids, we watched the Transformers, the movie.
Yes.
There's death.
And I even said in the Discord, I'm like, damn it, what happened to making 7-year-olds cry in the theater by brutally murdering most of their favorite Autobots? Back to Transformers the movie. Like, when they burst onto the Autobot shuttle and are, like, shooting Prowl and Ironhide, it's actually
They're dead, man.
It's pretty fucking brutal.
They're dead. They're not, like, disabled and turned on later.
And, like, Starscream Magnus has Megatron in gun mode, and he's, like, viciously, like, shooting them.
Golden gun mode, yeah. Magnus is like dismembered. Is he put back together?
He is, yeah.
He is, though, but like there's like kids understand and can fathom like death and loss and a change in story.
We should do another commentary for that movie.
Right.
Like maybe for next year's holiday special, we'll do a commentary for a redo of the commentary for that.
Yeah. And you were like, looks like they're going for Minions type kids comedy, huh?
Yeah.
How will the children learn to swear properly without Spike yelling shit? Forgot about that. And Heinrad said like nothing except, I don't know how to feel about it. It's the dumbing down of media for children that has happened a lot in the last like couple decades. It definitely is. I
totally, yeah.
I think kids can be smart. I think kids can understand loss. I don't know who we're protecting by like giving them. In a lot of ways, it's how you felt about the TMNT movie, how they were very kid-ish.
Yeah,
their phones always out, and like they were like 13-year-olds. And I understand it's not for us, but
to the point of it being me finding it kind of insufferable.
Oh yeah, you didn't.
I know I'm in the minority, but on this, but I did not like that.
Oh, I know.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. You know who I did? The only character in that movie that I did really like though was April. I liked April O'Neil.
They made her a teenager. Like
they made her. They made her cool.
Good job. And again, I can appreciate things about it. I really liked the animation style. I really liked the inclusion of like all the mutants and how they were led astray and none of them really want to do evil. I appreciate that nothing is born evil. I like that sentiment.
Maybe I should give it another shot.
Give it the old Max.
Because I'm pretty sure I didn't even finish it. I think I shut it off about halfway through, which is not something I usually do. I usually like will just... Oh. Even if I don't like something, I'll usually just watch the whole thing so I can
would watch it again. Yeah.
Form a complete and fair opinion.
I won't talk about like the ending of it, but I really liked the April's story and how she was involved in it. Instead of her just being a passive observer, she is the catalyst and she becomes kind of like the main character at the end. So I did like a lot of parts of it, but the trailer for Transformers 1, I'm fine with it being a prequel to show us when, I always forget their names, before they were called
Optimus. Orion Pax, and I think Megatron was like D47 or something.
Like his...
He just had a worker designation.
He had a worker designation name. And I think there is a cool story to be told there.
Totally, yeah. I just don't think that like Minion style slapstick comedy and like corny jokes is the way to tell that story.
And I think there's a way to tell the story of them like transforming for the first time, right? Like them being rebels and like fighting for the freedoms of everyone. And them transforming for the first time. Oh, what are these? Oh, hey guys, we got wheels. There is room for comedy.
Yeah.
Right. I just,
the only, I did laugh though at a Bumblebee's knife hands comment.
Yeah.
That actually made me chuckle.
A little quip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Laser hands or
knife hands.
Knife hands.
That got a little bit of a chuckle out of me, but yeah. This isn't for me, and I don't.
To summarize, no adults now that watch Transformers, 1986 Transformers, when they were a kid, look back and think that the movie was too dark and they shouldn't have watched it for children.
Remember when we were kids and R-rated movies had action figure toy lines? Like RoboCop had toys.
Terminator.
Terminator had toys. There was a RoboCop. Alien. There were multiple RoboCop cartoons for kids. Alien 3 had I remember having a pretty extensive toy line.
Yeah, I had a couple Alien, like Queen. I had the Queen Alien. And the back of the crest of her head had this like pushable like brain thing underneath, and when you pushed it, it used the air pressure to make the mouth come out, and you could like slide it back in. Yeah, it was cool, and you pressed like a little button on the side and the upper body would swing, so like the tail would come around.
So to your point about the dumbing down of kids media, like look at the kind of media that was being sold to us when we were children.
And there is something to be said about selling the culture of violence, but I don't think that's what we're trying to get across. Yeah, like G.I. Joes and guns and cops and rope, like all of that. But it is different.
What the point that I'm trying to make is that
treat children a little bit.
Kids can handle more than I think a lot of people nowadays.
Give them credit for. Agreed.
Like, and I mean, every kid's different, and it's going to vary from.
In Disney movies, characters die, man.
Yeah.
Straight up, they're just dead. Bambi lost his mom, right? And I, on that note, my last comment is, I know there were YouTube comments because I screenshot one, remember? And one of the highest ones was an hour before I had screenshot it. And it said, in quotes, "We need a movie on Cybertron without any humans," the Transformer fans cry out. The monkey's paw curls a single finger.
And I said,
I love that.
And I said in response to that, what we want is the first 3 minutes of the Bumblebee movie, but as a full movie.
Which we have said
multiple times.
Which you have said since Bumblebee came out.
Yeah.
Right?
Like that.
The monkey's paw curls a single finger.
Those
Thank
first...
you, Plum Downer 1941.
those first 3 minutes of the Bumblebee movie are the single greatest minutes
live action.
Live action screen time since the first live action Transformers movie came out in 2007. Just make that as Please. A movie. Just make that.
Make that about a rebellion. Make that about what Transformers 1 is. I don't know. Just and you
take
can,
inspiration.
You can blow shit up as much as you want.
Take inspiration from War for Cybertron. Like the war has been going on for such a long time that like the planet is like on the verge of like complete and utter collapse.
The best part of War for Cybertron is the first part,
Siege,
when they're on Cybertron and like people are starving and injured and war crimes are being committed as they shut down sectors, and like, damn, that was fucking good. Make that into a movie.
Yeah,
god gosh. Well, Rooster Teeth can't,
yeah, because they're being
rip
shuttered
in peace.
I'm glad they're finally like they're able to do like a final red versus blue thing though.
That's, yeah, all and, of them have a final hurrah.
And Bernie Burns, who was the writer and who does the voice of Church, is actually, he's been gone from Red versus Blue for quite a while now, but yeah, he actually came back to write this one. And
the OG,
the guy who does the voice of Sarge, Matt Hullum, I think is his name. He also directed a lot of the OG stuff, and he came back to direct this final season. So I'm hoping it's kind of a return to form, because I was a big Red versus Blue fan back in the day. It got a little too up its own ass and like way too into its own mythology that it was trying to create, and kind of just lost sight of...
'Twas inevitable.
Lost sight of just why people, in my opinion anyway, people liked Red versus Blue so much anyway. Less lore, more, you shot Church, you team-killing fucktard.
It was inevitable. The longevity, you either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
And it did. But hopefully they can bring it back. Although I've gone back to some of that old Red versus Blue, and a lot of the humor has aged quite poorly.
I was going to say, you know, some things are just
better left in the past.
Better left in the past. Well said. Yeah. I too have gone back to try and watch that, and I go, it's mostly, oh man, we were allowed to say that back then. These two boomers, that's how we feel about Transformers 1. It's for kids, and that's okay, but gosh dang it, we don't like it.
I probably will end up watching it.
Oh, we're obviously going to end up watching it.
Yeah.
I try to always watch things in a vacuum. Like, just take it for what it is and try to enjoy that thing in a vacuum, and it's made my life easier.
It's better to, especially when you're engaging in like media, like criticism, it's better to discuss the merits of what something is rather than disparage something for what it isn't.
Well said. I like that. Spock, 2024.
So in the case of something like Transformers 1, it is better to watch it and judge it based on what it is doing, not simply because it isn't the animated Transformers movie that you want.
And it looks, the environment looks great and their bodies look great, even if I hate the way their fucking faces look.
The animation, someone described it as being Transformers Prime with a budget. And yeah, that's Transformers Prime, the Transformers cartoon from like the mid to late 2000s. Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, I see it.
Well, that was episode 138 of Too Much Energon. Best way to support the show is go to patreon.com/lasercomb, LAZORCOMB. Where starting at the $5 tier, you get access to a exclusive Patreon podcast, the Super Lasercomb Patreon Super Show. You also get the occasional commentary track, the ability to pick a show for us to review a random episode of on our other podcast, the Lasercomb Podcast. So if you want to get in on that, go to patreon.com/lasercomb. Join the Discord, link in the description. That's the best way to interact with us at this point in time, because I think me and Cal are both kind of fed up with social media.
I don't, I, I'm like erecting barns and like starting fires with flint and stone, man. I'm returning to the good old ways.
Join the Discord. This show is back. We're back, baby. But we're going to be releasing on a roughly bi-weekly schedule because, there just aren't enough hours in the day anymore. So to keep this as well as our other podcast, the Lasercomb podcast, going, we're basically just going to be alternating week to week.
Yeah.
So both
that
shows
mixes it up for us.
Yeah. Both shows will be bi-weekly. Oh, and that's going to be a mercy too, while we're reviewing like big 4-episode chunks of
That's fair.
Transform or Beast Wars second.
It'll be more palatable.
Yeah.
It'd be oh man, 4 episodes a week?
Yeah. That would be torture. 4 episodes every 2 weeks is gonna be torture, but it will be less torture.
That's right.
Less
What we'll do is we'll be like the IDW comic book writers and we'll have it going on in the background, it's subtitled. So we'll get the gist of it, right?
We can just make up our own shit for the show.
That'd be funny. We take a random episode and we just add our own subtitles.
Yeah, we voice over it.
We voice over it. That would be fun.
If you want us to actually do that, because I would be on board.
Right,
if you want us to actually do that, let us know on Discord or in the comments.
That could be amusing.
Or send us an email at toomuchenergon@outlook.com.
Yeah, and without previously watching the episode, too.
Yeah.
So we have to guess what's going on. With Beast Wars 2nd, it won't be that hard.
Speaking of emails,
I feel like we could be pretty accurate.
Speaking of emails, we actually got some fan mail during the off season, as it were, but no. I kind of forgot about them and I don't have time to go over them. So I'll bring them up on the next episode of the podcast.
Oh, sweet. All right.
All right. And until next time, I have been one of your hosts, Christopher Siege.
And I'm Bighorn Cal. Tasmania Cal.
Thanks for listening. We will scissor you.
No, we
next
won't.
Week.
No. you. Neither. Ignore everything we just said.
Scissor me, daddy. Daddy ass.
Oh, God.
Bye-bye.